Zvachim Paraches Mishnah Vav, more crazy days in the Beis HaMikdash, where things are getting mixed up with other things willy-nilly, and we have to figure out what to do once we can't tell the difference between that which got mixed up anymore. Dam Shenis Arev Bamayim. Now, the rest of the parak deals with blood that got mixed up. So this is the Dam of Korbanos, the blood of sacrifices, got mixed up when they were about to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach with water. If the blood fell into water, it is considered to be nullified, drop by drop, when it falls into the water. But if the water fell into the blood, so the mayim fell into the dam, im yesh bo mare dam, this is similar to some of the mishnayos and mikvaos as well, if the mixture has the appearance of dam, of blood, then it is fit, kosher, for sprinkling on the altar, and you can go right ahead. So if the dam itself had water fall in, that's fine. If the dam fell into the water, then as each drop of dam fell into the water, it became part of the water mixture, and so you wouldn't be able to use it. Nisarid by yayin. If, on the other hand, the dam became mixed up with red wine, so you can't tell that it's blood anymore, it just looks like a red mixture, roin oso ki'ilu humayim. Then we have to look at the whole thing as if it is water. And in fact, the wine itself is regarded as water. So if a corresponding quantity of water would look like dam, it would be kosher. So too, this would be kosher. So we treat the yayin as mayim strictly in terms of proportions and how red it would look if it was water. So that's a kind of interesting and novel change. Nisarev b'dam behemo. If the blood of a korban got mixed up with the dam of a non-consecrated animal, whether it's a behema, a domesticated animal, a budam chaya, or an undomesticated animal, which is not allowed to be a korban, once again, rono sokilu humayim. We look at the other liquid that's part of the mixture, the non-consecrated dam, as water. And so if this proportion of blood and water were together, it would still look like dam, then we treat it as if it was a mixture of blood and water. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain dam mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda says, blood never nullifies blood. In a mixture of things that are the same, one of which is permitted, dam of a carbon plus dam of a behemo, or dam of a chaya, then the rule of annulment by quantity has no impact. So the fact that no matter how much dam there is in there of the non-carbon, it doesn't nullify the Kodesh blood. And so we don't worry about whether the proportions are the same as the water mixture, the way we have according to the Tanakhama. We say that we don't have to worry and we sprinkle it. But the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda. So if water falls into dam, then, and it's still enough if water fell in for so and so many ounces to look like dam, you can still sprinkle it. If wine fell into dam, we use that same proportion. If blood of a non-consecrated animal fell into the dam, we use the same proportion. We treat them all like as if they were water, the universal solvent. Mishnah Zion, Nisariv Bedam Psulin. If the blood of a korban got mixed with the blood of animals unfit to be offered up, or the dam that it got mixed up with is with dam of a carbon which became unfit in the course of Shechita. Somebody had a pigul intent. And so, in such a case, the dam is being mixed up with dam that is definitely possible. Yishofeich lo'ama. Then you have to pour out the mixture into the sewer in the Azara, which leads out into the Nachal Kidron. We don't regard it as water, because people might then start sprinkling invalid dam on the Mizbeach, even when it's not mixed. Once they see that these mixtures happen and we sprinkle it anyway, people might start sprinkling dam psulin willy-nilly. And we don't want that to happen. Bidam tamtzis. If, on the other hand, the dam of the carbon got mixed up with draining blood, this is pushed out of the throat right after Shechita. This is not the lifeblood, which has to be, which is the immediate dam that comes out after Shechita. This is the blood that they push out later, they kind of squeeze out. A little bit like the timtza process that we talked about with birds several Mishnayos ago. So in this case, again, the dam tamtzis is invalid for sprinkling, and so once again you have to pour the mixture out into the sewer, into the channel that is there in the Azara, because it's not the lifeblood. And if the lifeblood mixed with the draining blood, the dam tamtzis, then you're not allowed, because again, people will think you can sprinkle dam tamtzis as well, people who don't know the avoda properly. Rebbe Eliezer Machshir, however, says it's valid. Because in his view, the Dam Tamsis does not exceed the lifeblood that comes out with the Shechita. So you don't need precautionary restrictions in any way. He believes the Dam Tamsis isn't going to be a problem. But he agrees that unfit Dam, which there's a lot of in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, if it's mixed up with fit Dam, does have to be poured out. So he only argues with the second case, not the first. In Lo Nimlach, if he did not consult with anybody, he didn't ask his posek kohen while he was wandering around, should I sprinkle it or not? And Vinosan, he sprinkled it himself without asking, he sprinkled the mixture. Then kosher, it's considered valid b'dievet after the fact, because the only disqualification was to prevent people from doing things l'chadchila. If you had something like this that was done b'dievet, and it wasn't that he intended to break the halacha, it's that he didn't realize and he sprinkled it anyway, we say it's still a kosher sprinkling and the carbon is good.